Go right ahead.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Link Up Podcast, which is Mr. King, Kana, Woods, Rashid, and Kalissa, all here for your entertainment and enjoyment and whatnot, giving you all the good content that we try to do every week. But yeah, on today's episode, I guess I should get right into it. We're going to be talking about some stuff. It's kind of like a continuation of a previous conversation we were having 2 weeks ago, where we discussed things like emotional and physical cheating in general, the definitions, the worst parts of it, and pretty much just broke down cheating in all its facets, or most of them at least, that we could do within like about 2 hours or however long the conversation was.
Yeah, it was about an hour and change.
So that kind of came up. There was more questions and different things I wanted to dive into. Yeah, there was different things I wanted to dive into, still continuing off of that topic. And that's what we're going to be discussing today, which is some different ways that maybe you could go about navigating cheating or changing what may be perceived as cheating. And these answers are things like polyamory and what's the other word? Polygamy. We just curious about are the people's thoughts on all these different forms, because I was doing some research before this episode, and there's a whole lot of different definitions of things that can be broken down into and whatnot. So yeah, that is pretty much what we're going to be discussing today. Any comments before we get into it?
All right, okay.
Or should we just start off?
I say you should start us off. How you feel about open relationships?
Okay. Open relationships, it's an interesting concept. And it's, in general, I think it's something that every person needs to decide for themselves whether they're open or not. I think first we should kind of define open relationships. And basically it's a relationship where there's some kind of amount of leniency, where y'all have some kind of agreement, there's some communication in regards to what rules y'all have. This is basically the same things that happen in every relationship. There's certain rules and agreements y'all discuss and come to as a couple or whatever. But in an open relationship, it just goes a step further in. For example, you might be okay sleeping with somebody else. It's like there's a primary partner, you and this person in a relationship. But if you go on a business trip, or a person is on vacation or something like that, or maybe if y'all just out and y'all not going out together or something, it's perfectly fine if that person maybe flirts or sleeps with somebody, or depending on the person, there's gonna be varying degrees, because each open relationship is different. Polyamorous relationship is different, but let's keep it on open relationships, which for now, which according to me, from what my research, generally speaking, it's primary partner that you have, like it's you and another person, and then y'all just have some freedoms where you could do some stuff outside, but y'all still in a mostly committed kind of together relationship. Like, do y'all agree with that definition of open relationships, or do y'all have a different definition, or like in your experience how you interpret an open relationship?
Pretty much the same for me.
Yeah, when I think on open relationships, that's pretty much the definition that comes to mind.
I would say, yeah, even though I have seen like different people approach
it. Okay, let's start with a fun
question. Different ways. Sorry? I didn't hear what you said. Like,
okay, No, but it's a little tense though. It's a little tense. Ain't nobody fault. King thing a little
Delay.
Yeah, King Delay a little serious.
So, but the thing is, I spoke at the same exact time.
Like, I'll try to not talk too much.
You talked, and then you finished talking, and then the sentence came to us.
Because that's kind of how it happening over here for me. Like, I noticing there's a delay over here on my side as well.
Right.
Can't really do much about that right now. So we're gonna try.
Yeah, we're gonna continue.
We're trying our hardest.
Okay.
Anyways.
But have y'all ever been in an open relationship?
No.
Officially? Why no?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, man.
Right. Yeah. What do you mean by officially?
Because it's like, okay, because if both are on the same page, like, yo, we seen each other, but then like we also seen other people on the side. Like
Yeah.
what King had said. Why I was
Yeah.
thinking about it is like, if are you just checking and it's not a relationship, then it's kind of not the same thing, is it?
That's an interesting question. Like, what's
Exactly,
the
that's
difference?
what I
What
was
is
open relationship is informed consent.
Yeah. Do both did both parties know about
Informed
it?
consent,
Oh, okay,
basically.
then no. Okay, so what would then be the difference between an open relationship
Because
and
without the
just
informed consent, you're basically cheating or misleading
Yeah.
people type of
Yeah,
thing.
if are you checking, if are you just checking, then you're misleading. If you with the person, then that's cheating. So that would be the main difference, Rashid. Like the open relationship is like, all right, cool. We both decide that, yeah, okay, we together, we doing this unity
Okay.
thing, but then we
Yeah.
also practically getting a side piece once in a while, once in a blue
Okay.
moon, you know,
Okay.
every
Yeah.
here and there. But it's
I have a
agreed.
question.
Right.
I have a question though. Would y'all
So Canada has
consider
a no for
like
you?
open relationship?
Wait, leave Calissa ask her question first.
Okay.
I tried to keep a straight face, but was it
Kalissa, what you were
Hello,
saying?
darkness, my old friend.
No, yo,
Calista got you. Like,
Kalissa,
I apologize if it seemed like an embarrassment,
it's not
but
his
my
fault.
delay, it
It's
messed
yeah,
up.
we'll make it funny because we know the man have a delay. But because it's delayed, the man look like so much of a dick right now. Just leaving the sentence, just like, okay, kinda so.
He really not doing it on purpose. The delay is just really tense, man. Oh God.
Okay.
Oh, okay. King,
I'ma
stop.
shut up. I'ma shut up. I ain't got
Yeah,
nothing more to say.
King. When we call upon you, then we got then you too. You gotta raise your hand like it's classroom. Calissa, what he was asking?
Oh, y'all feel like I can remember my question. That's how you feel.
I think he was going along the line somewhere if how we feel about it or how if we would be open to it.
We was talking about the differences between an open relationship and just like dating. And
Oh
then
God.
after that she had a question, but I don't know what the question may have been.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was somewhere along the lines. Okay. So I've seen different types of open relationships. For example, like you have this couple on YouTube that they had the parameters of the openness were basically like they weren't having sexual contact with anyone. However, they were open in a sense that they were allowed to date
What?
and engage with other people. So, like, basically, it was kind of like if they met somebody that they were interested in and like felt like they had a connection with or whatever, they were allowed to see it through. So see if that person genuinely had a better connection with them than the primary partner, right? And then if they went out and they noticed that this person was better suited for them than the current partner, then they would break up. But that was the terms of the openness, not like a physical thing, but more of like an emotional thing. So that's why I wanted to ask if y'all would consider, when you think of an open relationship, do you think of it purely as something like physical or like also in a way of, yeah, are you trying to make sure that this is the best person for you?
That's a good question.
I always think something physical is included in open relationships.
That's usually
Like,
my first go-to as well.
because,
yeah.
I don't know, it's weird because it's like, when you're in your own relationship, you don't be out there looking for somebody else to replace your current relationship, and that's how it sounds, with those type of parameters, rather than if it's only a physical type of thing.
But so I think they both are, like, it's basically an open relationship just says you're allowed to cheat some type of way, and for some people cheating is just the having sex part, and for other people it doesn't, it could just be emotionally as well, because if you're emotionally interested in someone else, then it would also be cheating.
But it's not cheating.
But then it wouldn't be cheating.
Because it's not cheating. Because
no, but that's what I'm saying. So both of them fall into that category of being an open relationship. Because for some people, just doing the dates and stuff like that, but not doing anything sexual, is already cheating. So that's what I meant to say.
Okay, so then, but to answer your question, Calissa, Wait, what was your main question? If we would do it or how we feel about it?
Like, how you would define, cheating. I mean, not cheating. Open relationship, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of goes back to what King was saying as well. The definition King had said, in my personal opinion. But, yeah, it's something... I find easy, but obviously difficult to explain as well, because it all depends on the personal relationship. Because open, in certain terms as well, would be like apart from the norm or different from the norm, and was normal in society. Now it's like, all right, cool. I with one person, we together, we not dealing with nobody else. Open, it just means is different than that. So anything that's not that one specific something could be more or less labeled an open relationship. No. Or like, I off?
I agree.
Am I allowed to? Yeah, but you can't. Like, the thing you're referring to, Panda, it would pretty much fall under polyamory. From the research I was doing, because before this episode, like, I watched a whole bunch of different videos breaking down polygamy, polyamory, the differences between it, watching some on hypergamy, all of these terms and what they mean. Like, there's all kind of different firms, and from what I've gathered, polyamory is pretty much like the umbrella term, and then under that there's all these different forms polyamory can take. Okay. An open relationship being one. Okay. Like being in a polygamous relationship, that kind of just introduces that idea of marriage. So it's like you could be polyamorous going into polygamy, and there's different names, like for polygyny is, I don't remember which one, but there's different names, polygyny and polyandry. And one is when it is like a man with multiple women, a woman with multiple men. There's different names for each of those scenarios, but both of those implying like a man. Both of those situations, polygyny and polyandry, both imply those are forms of polygamy. Those are forms where it's marriage now, and it's like the openness. There's multiple wives or multiple husbands type of thing. Right. Polyamory could be open relationship. Polyamory could be three people that all in a relationship together. It could be four people that all in a relationship together. It could be like different levels. Like, it goes deep. But the umbrella term is basically polyamory.
Okay. Right. Well, all right. I learned a lot there today. I kind of got a headache with all them terms. I ain't gonna lie to all you. But I got a quick question before we go into the whole polygamy thing, right? What are you finding is more dangerous, the emotional cheating or physical cheating?
Emotional. Emotional. Okay. I was trying to grasp. I was trying to wrap my head around the form of open relationship that Calissa brought up just now. And it's kind of like, it sounds like you're in a relationship, but you allow to see if someone else is quote unquote more compatible than your current relationship. And that's dangerous, because like one person is compatible with multiple. I don't think there's just one person in the world that you're supposed to be with, right? You could be compatible with multiple people. So why would you intentionally put your relationship in jeopardy like that to try and see if you're more compatible with some, I don't know. It's it's
okay, it's a slippery slope.
I may have I understand. Yeah. I may have explained it poorly though. By the way, while I'm talking about a specific couple, they married now and they're no longer open, but it wasn't like they would intentionally go out and look for people, right? However, like from what I understood, what was said is that basically they both wanted the best for one another, even if that it wasn't going to be with them. So if one of them met somebody and approached them and like approached the partner and said, look, I met this person and like we hit it off, or I have a crush on this person, it's not like they was intentionally going out and looking for people to like date or anything, but if they met somebody who they were really interested in, they were allowed to like pursue it and see where it goes. And that was the terms of their openness, basically.
But even
if I'm not mistaken,
continue, sorry.
It's a mystery. I say, even so, I believe like it maybe only happened like once, or like I'm not sure. They said like it, that was the terms, not actually that they were like actively participating in it, but like that was the terms, like basically if it happened, it happened. But
I mean, we don't necessarily have
as to far as I remember
talk about that them mm-hmm. specifically, just about the situation in general. Because each situation, each open quote unquote open relationship can be different than the next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I only thought it was interesting because in the past, when I thought about open relationships, I thought like mainly purely a physical relationship, you know, with the other partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me as well. But going back, my apologies for going back and forth to subjects, King, especially to your topic. But going back on the polygamy thing, my biggest question to all you now is, would y'all consider it? I want the fellows first, and then I'll ask you, Calissa, because I'm pretty sure there would be different reasons why for this one. Fellows, would y'all do the whole polygamy thing? And this isn't, okay, I guess because we just hear the whole breakdown from King, there's a whole difference with it. I mean the specific title where it is one man and multiple women. Would y'all do that? First question.
Well, because I'm the quiet one for today, let me start. No.
Why?
Hell to the fuck no. And it's not even because I'm in a relationship now. If I was single, Woods, hell to the fuck no.
Why not?
Biggs, I already...
So, be careful what you say, yeah.
Right.
When you put someone else into your life, you're putting that person into your life with all of their good and bad sides.
True.
So now you want me to do that with 10, with 9 other people?
I mean, I wasn't going to spot 9. I was going to be like maybe 2-3.
I was just rounding
but,
it up.
Oh, but I mean, number. Yeah, but I mean, okay, yo, dealing with 9 other people is a lot different than dealing with 2 other people.
Dealing with 2 friends already.
Okay, so for you is a hard no.
Biggs, you know the meme of the car and you have the sign and it says left. Hey, no, straight 3 women, left 1. Biggs, I take in the hard turn right there.
Okay. Rashid.
Hell no.
Why? Give me a reason.
It's too much goddamn work, bro. Relationships is work. Well, listen. Relationships is work, dog. You got to put so much time and effort into getting to know this one person in monogamous relationships. And that alone is difficult in itself. And you want to do this with multiple people?
Like, Rashid, look like he already stressed out.
Yo, and the crazy thing about that is, you're all the infighting and jealousy that would be brewing in your own relationship. Not even to say that it's like coming from the outside, from like maybe one girl doing weird things. No, dog, you're going to be AF infighting and jealousy because you hanging out with this one more.
Audio keep cutting off for me. I can't hear words.
Oh yeah. Are you hearing Rashid? Can you hear words?
I hear y'all fine.
Let me hear.
I'm hearing words.
Oh, okay. Maybe, Kalissa, you have to check your headphone. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
No, she can't hear us.
Oh, she can't hear us.
I can't hear nobody.
Does the hear and Kalissa fine too?
Yeah, we hear no good.
Words continue, continue point there. Let me try to.
But yeah, though, just like. Jealousy will always be a thing, though.
The infighting.
Yes, yeah, so just opening yourself up.
But then, okay, let me play devil's advocate there. This might be a little bit of a thing. Kalissa will probably go and try to come back in there quick, just leave people know. Let me just ask a quick question there. What Woods had mentioned there just now, with how is like a whole bunch of jealousy and infighting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't we somewhat compare that to dealing with kids? Because as a parent, you wouldn't want to just show all your attention to one child, right? So like, if it's possible to say like you love all your kids the same. Okay, show me my holes. This is just an on the spot thinking thing. Show me my holes in my thinking.
First of all. So now you want me to enter a relationship not as a boyfriend but as a father?
Okay, yeah. Yael, this is not your boyfriend talking. Continue.
But so you want me to enter the relationship as a dad?
Oh, as a father? Okay, that's okay.
For all of my girlfriends, instead of having a girlfriend, I have to be a father now. So I adopted. Because that's what it sounds like.
No! Okay, my analogy did make it sound like that, yes. Granted, it probably was not the best put together. But it was a raw thought. But I was thinking, like, what is it not? Can you not say that you could love everybody equally?
But the thing, I get the concept of what he's saying, Kana. But the thing there is, like, I see it working in a scenario where all of it hinges upon the women being with the open relationship, with the informed consent thing. It hinges upon communication and these women being cool with it. So I hear the problems y'all pointing out, but okay. I don't think these are necessarily like to me, I personally think it requires a certain type of woman, first of all, to even be open to the like idea of wait, so I got my man and he's multiple wives and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of this that kind of happens mixed in with the LGBTQ community, like people who don't necessarily follow like as rigid lines when it comes to gender norms. And like I see a lot of talk of polyamory, or some of the places where I was getting some of my information from, it's like lesbian group or people that identify as queer or non-binary, or like they just attracted to whatever types of thing. And in these situations, the rules are a little different, the like what their expectations are in the relationship. If because again, we agree and we haven't come conversation, we establishing rules for each other. So it's like at some point we discussing how are you gonna manage time. It's like what amount of days do you spend with me versus you spending with somebody else, if I'm aware of all the people that are involved in your triangle type of thing, similar to what you're saying with kids, where it's like shared custody or something like that. You gotta discuss who gets the kid on the weekend, who gets the kid on the weekdays, all of those type of vibes. Like there's situations where it's everybody in a relationship type of thing. If you got three people, let's say, that they all usually, that might be a situation where one or both of the chicks is kind of bisexual, so they have a relationship themselves, they have a relationship, like it's a multiple way type of thing, where in these scenarios how it would work in theory, I don't know if the practice is going to be that, because again, I don't, to me, answering Kalissa's question of, or I think it was Kana's question about polygamy, that is craziness. Like, I do agree with both Rashid and Woods in the sense that it's a whole lot of work if you're trying to actually have like a committed, like monogamous relationship. If you think those standards and applying that to multiple women, like if you think you could have the same amount of attention to all her needs and wants and given affection and all of these things, and then do that now with 3, 4, 5, however many women you like, that is not going to work. So you got to have some kind of a framework where it's like it's established.
Yeah.
maybe an open relationship type of thing could work, where it's like primary partner, this is who gets all the love and affection, but there is somebody on the side, which is like side chick, main chick type of culture that a lot is like very prevalent anyway.
Right.
That I see as being more of kind of workable and like an actual thing. Then I don't understand the whole all four of us in a relationship, all three of us in a relationship. Like, I don't see that.
I mean, understandable. Now, wait, just to test. Kalissa, you can hear us?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so now my question now is to you. But how do you feel about it? And would you, I guess, partake in that kind of relationship?
Feel about what?
Polygamy.
Oh, yo, I feel like it's kind of tense because I didn't hear like half of the conversation.
But more or less, the other fellows were saying that they feel that having one woman is already a lot of work.
Would you be a sister wife?
Bye, probably not.
What was your reason for it, for not?
And also, what about the reverse?
Yeah, you see, I was coming to that, but also,
I definitely wouldn't have two men. That for damn sure. First of all, one man is stressful enough. Let me be real. No, I just can't imagine it. It's like, no, I got be worried about two people for what? For why? No. Yeah, I feel like that's a lot. But like personally, if I could be like a second wife, I highly doubt it. Cause like, I feel like me when I in a relationship is like, I don't know, it's kind of just like me and you feel me? We sort shit out ourselves, you know. And I feel like a certain level of intimacy might be lacking in a relationship where everything is shared with somebody else as well.
Right.
That makes sense.
Because
would you be cool with the idea of a side chick though? Not necessarily like sharing or like where is you and this other chick on equal footing, but would you be more comfortable if it was like you're the main chick and you give your man some amount of leniency and open, like if you feel like on the weekend he could do something with somebody else?
On the weekend?
Nah, probably not. Because I feel like it will turn into like pettiness, you feel me? Or you want to have a side chick, but I can't have a side dude. Oh, that's how you feel. That what I mean, it's going to turn into pettiness.
But that's assuming. That's the scenario. Like, well, what if that is the case? I'm assuming this is a conversation that is being had. So y'all discussing whether, like, is it going both ways? Is it just open for you and not me? Like, again, when it comes to this open thing, the main thing is informed consent, which is communication. Y'all talking, yeah, and establishing 100%. The rules for yourself. So,
right.
Would it be cool if it was like you could have a side dude and he could have a side chick? Does that change it?
No. Because I can tell you right now, I would not. I know I wouldn't have a side dude. Plus, then I feel like,
mm-hmm.
again, I feel like it's the same situation where. Then what makes like our relationship any different than any other person you check was saying? Because I feel like with your significant other, there's a level of intimacy that changes the relationship with you and that person, and makes it different than a relationship you have with like a close friend or like you know somebody who you maybe just mess around with. Like that's a totally different situation. And I feel like maybe if you got like a side shit going on, then you feel like your secrets may not be between you and him or stuff like that. I don't know.
Yo, that's a very good point. I just think
that would be uncomfortable.
I did not even think about that. I have problems opening up to one person, much less two or three.
How y'all fellas now are speaking to?
I just kind of see it. I see it kind of similarly to.
No, I was just going to ask the same question. The same question King basically asked to Kalissa. I was going to ask to the fellas then, about the whole side partner thing. Like, would y'all be open to that?
To having one or being one?
To having one. So you in a relationship and you're allowed to have a side thing, but then your girl also, like,
would how you feel about your girl?
Yeah,
how you feel about your girl having a side thing and you get an side thing?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to handle it?
No, because then I would be stressed with, like, I just ain't comfortable with it regardless, but then also, like, if I was comfortable with it, then we have to then talk about my germophobia and, like, how clean is this other person, because now I'm putting a bunch of other variables into it.
Now you have to trust a whole other person.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not, like, that doesn't work. So, yeah, I'm not for it, and also my germophobia vibes does not allow me to even. Yeah, I don't know if y'all thought about that, but like that's the first thing my mind went to.
By that, that's definitely a big.
Have y'all ever had friends with benefits?
No.
Yeah.
Because I see that in a kind of similar vein as like the open relationship thing. Or a side chick type of scenario. I see friends with benefits as being in a kind of similar scenario. You single technically, but you having stuff with this one person, maybe potentially somebody else. I don't know, down with, like, if you got multiple friends with benefits at the same time type of vibe. But if people that operate in that kind of scenario, it's kind of similar to being in an open relationship or a polyamorous. Depending on who you ask, those things are like subcategories under the polyamorous thing. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Thinking about it, yeah, I had that.
Yeah. But I mean,
so like regards to germophobes and those like multiple sexual partners, like you're faced with these issues in those type of scenarios if you're engaging in casual sex type of thing. So it's like, I hear what you're saying, but is it really valid?
Depending on, because like when you're doing that, you still are putting some type of trust in that person you're agreeing to have sex with. But then you're also having a conversation of, like, who else you having sex with? Are you even having sex with other people? You're doing that conversation. But if you're in an open relationship, like, are we talking about this one person is in a relationship with just one other person? Or is this one person not having a relationship? Because, like, how open can a relationship be? Are we putting a cap at one person with one person and this other person is just with this person, or can that other person also have an open relationship with someone else?
That's up to you.
No, but that's the thing.
In the scenario I was painting, it's you and a side chick type of thing.
But what I'm saying,
that's the scenario I was painting.
Yeah,
like,
but
if you
want to
introduce other variables,
I mean,
that's another scenario.
Will the side chick have a side guy? And does the side guy have a side chick? That's where I'm getting at. Like,
will the girl you having casual sex with have a side person? Like,
because
this is what I'm saying. It's the same scenario in, like,
I kind of see what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but like you're still having those type of conversations with.
Yeah, the difference between the two is legit the communication between the two.
With the friends and benefit one, you would have.
And in an open scenario, you don't think. Thank you having that conversation. I keep saying the main thing this openness hinges on is informed consent, which is communication. So I am trying to see the difference.
Yeah, still though. What? I think what I'm trying to say is that when you already have that contract with that person with the girlfriend that you're in an open relationship, but that doesn't mean that now everybody else following that same contract. Mm-hmm.
But that's what King's saying. Even though that is,
but
true,
it would be
it the
same
thing being friends with benefits.
Because if you're friends with benefits, you can't tell. Especially with friends with benefits,
because
you definitely can't control
how
much people that person sleeping with.
Yeah, but then you don't know that friend that well. Because you're saying you have if you're doing something with a friend, and it's friends with benefits.
Why? Well, I feel like we all seeing the same thing going on in the circle and on.
But I still feel like it's a different situation though, because you're still having a conversation with someone that's close to you. That person that's outside, that you agree that your girlfriend to have a side guy or something, you don't know what that guy does. You have no link with that guy.
But how is that different than you just hooking up with this other person on occasion?
A friend with benefits is someone that you know.
But it's if you
don't, and you don't think you know the person,
if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to know that person towards.
Bix, but you're in a relationship with the person you have the contract with, not with the person that's outside of what the contract that you made.
Okay.
Well, that's what we're saying. But in a friends with in a friends with benefits situation, what's to stop your friend from well, your friend with benefit from sleeping with 10 different other people? That's what we're saying.
That's why you have to make sure what type of friend you have. Because if you're going to have a contract with somebody, regardless of if it's a friend or benefit.
So you trying to tell me you trust your friend? So you trust your friend to follow the rule more than your partner?
Ooh.
You're missing, because that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do something, like regardless, if you're going to do something with somebody, and if a friend
with benefits... I don't know what just happened. It just freeze.
I don't think... I don't think Calissa internet working with her today. It don't...
Not to hear y'all... But just now for a while, it had freeze. It missed half of what Woods was trying to tell me. It come back and when Sean was like, ooh.
You know, I still ooh in because that raised a very interesting point, what Woods was saying.
Woods saying? That's why I asked.
Because when you're friends with benefits, you are practically like saying like, okay, we doing this until I find somebody else, or we see that maybe, okay, this is going somewhere in a more relationship-y type of vibe. Are we okay with that? If that's the case, okay, this and this and this and this. Like, because the friends with benefits, usually when that happens, is because, okay, like, we trust each other enough to be like, okay, like, we friends, but we doing this till we meet somebody else. Because it's not like, okay, we just... Because then there's a difference with friends with benefits and a fuck buddy. Because a fuck buddy, like in my head, that's legit. Like, yeah, y'all just fucking to fuck, and there's no communication regardless. We don't know. We don't set any established rules or any type of thing.
Okay.
With a friends with benefits, like you don't just fuck like that.
So if I'm understanding correct, I think
the
discrepancy hinges upon like your definition of friends with benefits. Yeah. Like if I'm understanding correctly, like basically what I'm hearing from you, Woods, is that your definition of friends with benefits, like there's no pretty much a committed relationship that you and this person have. Like this is not a situation where this is somebody that you having sexual intercourse with, but this person that is your friend with benefits is also allowed to potentially have sexual intercourse with somebody else. This is like, that's kind of how I'm understanding the scenario you describe.
It in reverse.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying there, but King.
I understood what King was saying, and that's how it sounded.
Like then there's this understanding of trust, basically. Yeah, sounds like it's some level of commitment, some level of exclusivity that you are having with your friends with benefits.
Yeah, because that's a friend with benefit.
Is it?
Yes.
But then if there's a certain level of exclusivity or commitment.
That's your definition. I don't know if that's the general definition.
No, there is no exclusivity, but you're open with the person in the sense that you let the person know what's going on, so you're not exclusive, but you let the person know what's going on within the relationship.
Okay.
That's what I said, that you're fucking until we find somebody that's interesting, that we don't fuck with each other no more. That's a friend with benefit, because you still keep open to each other with, oh yeah, I dated this guy now. Like, that's what you do with someone that's a friend with benefits.
I think this conversation is pretty clear that either way you have to have a conversation with the person and know where they are, what page they're on, because everybody have different titles and things of what, because obviously me and Rashid was I think on the same page where we was confused how words differentiate between friend with benefits and fuck buddy. I show a lot of people to put that in the same thing, but Wood's definition is not wrong either. That's just how he chooses to define it. Right. So whoever, if that's Wood's definition, whoever fucking around with Woods have to agree with that.
Right. And that would have to be communicated. Like King was saying, it all pretty much hinges on this communication that you're supposed to have with the other person that you're going to have this relationship with.
Ooh, fuck hole. I feel I was a whole run around.
I feel like we've basically been saying the same shit for a while.
I'm not gonna lie, that was exhausting.
Yo, you know, I had some questions in between I wanted to ask, but I completely forget. Damn it.
Oh my gosh. Yo, I'm gonna just keep it old school, dog.
Wait, no, okay, my thing is not. None of the fellows would consider polygamy. No. But would you, so that means also I would assume the reverse as well. You wouldn't consider sharing one person with like another man?
No.
Okay. Interesting. I believe a lot of fellas in general would have like the egocentric part, the answer and be like, yeah, but 2 women, 3 women, but yeah, but I want that. Until they really like get into it and realize.
But then those type of people, you gotta question how much relationships they've been in.
Yeah.
So, Kana, you wouldn't be down for the polyamory?
If I have to be extremely honest, again,
multiple women,
my ego would tell me yes. my ego would say yeah. My morality to a certain point, not morality. That's something different. My sense of quote unquote fairness would say no, because I wouldn't do 2 men and a woman. So it can't like me having 2 women to kind of is unfair. But again, my ego would like to say yes.
But that's unfair to who?
I guess the situation or the women. Because who, like King said, they would have to be down, they would have to be bisexual, or they would have to be like living that kind of lifestyle in order to be like, okay, cool with it. So who am I to say that, oh yeah, I could have 2 women and but they can't have 2 other fellows. So it's kind of be unfair to them to a certain extent, you check?
So unless they're fine with it.
I mean, unless exactly, but I still would find that to a certain extent unfair, you check? So based off of that, I wouldn't, and off of practicality, like what all you've been saying, one is already hard enough, and like I really realize that I like my space, so I can't imagine like having to do, or wait, 2 and 3, can't.
Younger Woods would have said something completely different.
Younger Sean too.
But older Woods knows more than enough. I've been through...
Experience is the best teacher.
That's the thing. I feel like it's a male fantasy. I feel like it's a male fantasy, but once you kind of see the realities of life and relationships and stuff like that, you realize like, yo, tree woman? What is you talking about? Like, at the same time, in a real relationship type of thing? Like,
but imagine putting kids into
But that's the thing. For men, is all a fantasy. It's all about that specific moment in time. That's all we're thinking about. We don't think about what comes before it. We don't think about especially what comes after it. Especially what comes after it. Nobody think it that far. So you're just like, oh yeah, but I would want this to happen. Oh, like this scenario, I want that. But then to actually deal with that, by practicality is something completely different, huh?
Yeah. One person that made it work somehow, some way.
Question.
Was the late and great. What's this man's name again? Playboy Mansion.
Hugh Hefner. And that was still a whole beef about this one suing him and that one suing him. He had the money for it, but how he made that money was questionable too. On some moral level.
Moral level.
King, what you were saying?
Question. What do y'all think about in like? I have a question basically, like when you look at a lot of relationships, one thing that is often the problem or a deal breaker is the infidelity and stuff like that. That was something that we kind of touched on like in 2 weeks ago in the cheating episode and whatnot. Like do y'all not see that as somewhat maybe a solution to that problem, somewhat of the openness? Not saying you got to go full polygamy and have three wives or nothing like that, but that's why I was kind of saying, like, the informed consent type of situation, maybe with a side chick type of thing. If there is those problems where it seems as though in a lot of marriages or relationships, infidelity or cheating basically is a problem.
Yeah, I feel...
Is that not a way to mitigate it in some ways? Because you do see oftentimes people who cheat and then they still stay with the person because they work it out and whatever. And like, there was things about the relationship. There maybe was kids, maybe a house and different things involved. So it's not like we just splitting up tomorrow type of thing, or we got years invested into each other. We take thing. So it's like, it's one of those things you realize that the sex oftentimes isn't as much of a deal breaker as people talk about it to kind of be in a reality type mm-hmm. of situation. So I'm just like curious if openness and allowing some sexual promiscuity maybe within the relationship helps to mitigate the need to just end it and have some of these betrayal and feelings of resentment and hate and stuff for the other person. Your thoughts?
Anybody want to go first?
I mean, in some situations, yeah, I see how that can alleviate some of that, you know, feeling of deceit and all of that. But you could also just not cheat. Like, if you make this relationship contract with this person,
I hear you.
If you make this contract with this person, like, and you know infidelity is something that this person is not for, and this is a relationship that you want to bloom and flourish, like, just not cheat. And I know it's, I guess, sometimes easier said than done, and sometimes things happen, but yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
King, to just get the layout of the way, how you feel about it?
How to get I feel about it? I kind of posed the question. To me, it's like, I'm expecting y'all's opinions, basically, to me, the way I see it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's a delay on his end as well. No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean, as in, like, no, I want to hear your thing as well, but the delay kind of fucking it up. And now we wait.
Ah, okay, my bad, yeah, indeed. But to me, it's one of those things where it all depends on, like, what rule, again, communication is important. What rules do you have for your own relationship type of thing? If you don't see sexual infidelity as the biggest deal breaker, or if you're a person that would ever consider, like, if my man cheated on me, if my woman cheated on me, is that an immediate deal breaker? Like, am I instantly going to get rid of them? If for you it's not that, I could see you getting into an open relationship type of thing. And to me, there's other things outside of sex that would lead to, like, a reason being why you want to be with this person. Like, this, for you and this person have a connection that you never anybody else. The way y'all talk about whatever it might be, that, like, there's a lot that relationship has that is non-sexual, that has nothing to do with sex. So to me, just based on that premise, I could see you wanting to maintain that emotional connection to a particular person, but just have some open or some leniency in regards to the sexual part of it. Like, I mean, it's a messed up situation, but since we're talking about polyamory and all of these things, if you look at the world of cuckolding, for example, it's one of those things where sometimes the dude just doesn't satisfy his wife or something like that. Or maybe it's an older dude whose things don't work anymore and can't satisfy his wife. So he opens up to the idea of having somebody else please his wife, because, like, all these types of things is, like, there's still an emotional connection. There's still the love for the person. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, maybe the sex ain't good in that particular category. So calling a sub and get this dude to help do the job for you if you can. Tagging do it anymore type of thing. But
I want to get these questions out of the way first, and then I want to ask some questions on based off of King thing. Kalissa, how you feel about it?
I mean, I could definitely understand what King's saying though. And I mean, I don't think I would be in that type of situation, but I could definitely understand in certain situations
For sure.
how it could potentially, like, I could definitely understand if y'all feel like y'all have a connection and you want to keep that, but the sex ain't there, so you just look for it elsewhere. I could see how that could work. I mean,
Couldn't you just be
can't
friends
really
then?
say much. Like, never been in that position, so I can't really speak on it very much. I'm not sure what I would do in that case, but who knows?
What?
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you just be friends then? Like, if you have a really good connection, but the sex ain't there, and you're looking for sex somewhere else, why would you then go in a relationship while you could just be friends and then just have that connection regardless?
But then it depends what's more important to you in a relationship, because a lot of people consider
Yeah.
either emotional cheating just as bad. So like, why have that connection with somebody else if you're looking to have a relationship? That's not a friendship connection you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but you do have friends that you really love, but then you don't, because then you're saying, are you like, if the sex ain't working, then you're not sexually attracted to that person, you're just attracted to that
Yeah,
person's
but
person.
if you still want, like King was saying, if you still want that intimacy and still want to have that type of connection, that's still not a normal friendship type of connection. So like, how are you going to
Well,
move on with somebody else and still have that type of connection? How are you gonna have a relationship but yet still have a or still be emotionally attached to somebody else? You see what I mean?
yeah, but we got those situations walking
Yeah.
around right now.
Yeah. Then like, I don't know. For me personally, I see what all are you saying as well. And it with some situations it could be a solution, but I still think at the end of the day it more resonates with the person. Like, you have to know what you want at the end of the day, because it don't make if you don't know what you want, you can't expect to express that, or you can't expect to get it from nobody else either. If you can't be real, if you as a fellow, you can't be real with yourself and say like, yo, I don't want no one relationship right now. I want to do whatever the case is, or I want to work on myself, or I work on my career, I want to do whatever the case is. Then you have to know that. It don't make sense going into a relationship or planning something else with somebody else when you know that's not what you want. But at the same time, I understand where everybody be like, yeah, with the whole emotion that we don't, and why is a
I got a
difficult thing to
question.
is thing is thing. I still find it depends on the person have to know what they want in out of the situation itself.
Depends on the people in the relationship.
That as well. King, your
Do
question.
y'all think it's possible? Do y'all think it's possible to have a healthy? Do y'all think it's possible to raise kids in a polygamous, polyamorous scenario?
I mean, it all really comes down to the person at the end of the day and how they raise the kid. Like, I wouldn't say it's not healthy, like, because there's in a there used to be, or let me just say this, like, in a big household, if they all living in one big house, let's say for example, and there's a lot of people living in the house, and maybe two or three of them don't work, and they all let's staying home and raising the kids and blah blah blah. Would be the same thing with, like, if when the mother and father go to work and then they send the kid to a preschool, and like the kid is around a lot of people regardless. It just comes down to how what is the culture within that house, and how are they raising, why are they raising those kids. Like, it really doesn't, it wouldn't really make a difference. It's just what are these people's norms and values, and how are they going to present it to the kid. Whatever type of relationship they in should not affect the mentality of the kid, if the kid is being raised properly and knows, like.
I agree with you with that, but where I would push back is I believe that if you're going to raise your child in a polygamous home, that at a certain age or at a certain time, you're going to have a conversation with them and have to have them realize and accept the fact that what they're seeing at home is not normal everywhere else, because that's where they'll come back with when they start going by their friend's house, when they start going to school and stuff like that, when they start to actually be a member of society, those kind of topics and conversations are going to come up. And a lot of the times our environment is big influence, especially at that type in that type of age. Our environment really shapes how we think about things. So it would be better for them to have that conversation with the child early to show them like, yo, this is, it is not quote unquote normal, but it is okay. You're going to have some people that feel about this, feel about that, but that's all right. Once you love, care, and respect for the person that you with, whether you want to be with one person or multiple people, it don't matter once you have that genuine love and care and respect for the person.
Well, that's what I meant, that it depends on...
Yo, I understand what you're saying, Kana, but to be honest with you, I feel like it's very... like what you're saying there is very obvious that that is a conversation that the parents obviously would have with them. Mm-hmm. They have to have it because they're gonna go to school and everybody else have like a two-parent household. It's not like something that they don't address. It's like, it's something that inevitably they have to address. So it's not...
I don't know. I
don't know. It's kind of redundant for you to say that. I would say... But it,
yeah, but you just assuming as a normal something. You assuming that your logic going to be the same logic as other people.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that obviously they will have to have that conversation at some point.
Yeah, like, but that don't mean they're going to
They're going to school with everybody. Yeah, who have like a two-parent household. The kid's going to ask questions eventually.
Yeah, but my thing is to have that conversation with them first and to bring it up to them first instead of having society shape of how they should feel and should think about it. That, to me, that's a big difference with it.
Again, I feel like it would be obvious that that is a conversation that you would have anyways. You need to have it because... There's no way you, as a parent, you want to let your child go into school knowing that this is not the norm and this ain't what was popular. And then they're going, like, you understand? That is something as a parent that you would have to prepare your child on.
Again. Yeah, but how people go about
that? I would just be curious to see, like, studies in regards to this topic to see, like, to see if there's anything that can show, like, for example, because it's a conversation that comes up with homosexual parents as well, whether it's like, are they capable of being like providing the right influences and stuff like that. I'm just curious if there's anything to show, like, the type of how he is raised in and kind of the resulting influences it has on children, in a sense, like, if your parents, because it's something that's often said, if for people who grew up in single parent households, it's more difficult for them to end up in healthy relationships because they never had an example of it. They never saw it type of thing. So I'm just curious, like, is there a similar type of effect, for example, if you're a child of a polyamorous situation involving a quad, drupal couple, whatever the appropriate name is, like you got four people in a house and they all romantically involved. Does that change your view on relationships? Or like, how much of an impact does your household versus society play? Like, I'm just very curious to, like, data and information regarding all of those types of things. And showing if there's a difference with homosexual, like woman versus woman, man versus man, and woman. Like,
now that you bring that up, I'm curious on the hierarchy. Like, if you saw one child grow up in a quad, like King said, a quad family, who do you listen to?
Same thing. It would be like listening to your mother, father, your aunt, your grandmother.
Yeah, but
everybody that's...
Yeah, but somebody has to come first. But I feel like
biological parents more.
Yeah, I would think so as well.
But like, for me, it was like, I listen to my mom, I listen to my dad, but I listen to my aunt. My aunts and my grandmother too. Like, it was not...
Yeah, but like, if my aunt says something, but my mother says something else, no, then I go listen to my mother.
No, but then it's going to be like, if my aunt says something and they're all in the relationship, it would be the same thing if I ask my father for something and my father already said no, then I go to my mom and my mom figure out, oh, my father already said no? No, I'm sorry, you can't. Your daughter wants to do it, but that would be the same thing because they're all equal because they're all in a relationship together. So if one of them said no, then if you're going to ask the other person, most likely because they're all in a relationship, they're going to be like, no, Ting already said no, you're going to...
But there's still a deciding factor, though.
Yeah, but that's
like, I get what you're saying, Woods, and it's true, but there's still a deciding factor in the terms of like, who is coming up that it's no, because there might be debate amongst them, like whether it's like that's a yes or no, but who decides who's no is like the one that decides that.
Yeah, usually in because this is what we're missing now. We're talking about they're all in an equal relationship. It's not that someone is higher, just some of them, one of them has more women or more men, if you're looking at it in what type of how they fucking, I don't know, or it's just two people and they both man and female in a relationship together. The structure doesn't really matter. But what I'm trying to wait a second.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, once you're in a, if they all say that they all in a relationship, it doesn't matter who gets the kid, they all in a relationship together. So they all together making decisions. It's a group think. Just there's more people in the group, but it's not like my dad is making all of the decisions in the house. It's not like my mom is making all of the decisions in the house. They're doing it together. It's not, there's no dominant person when it comes to making decisions. Either you agree or you don't agree, and then you talk it out. Mm-hmm. But usually when it comes to the kid, if you have to use, because if you're using just that one parent logic for mom and dad having a child in the household, like if my father said something, like if I go to my mom and my mom knows my father already said no, she's not gonna break the authority rule in the house. Cause once you split in on everything, then there's chaos in the house, dog.
I just realized the question and why I was possibly backfiring on that made no sense. Okay, I see what you're saying. But King,
in that scenario, I see it still. There's mother and dad in the scenario with mom and dad. Take it away from the quad situation. With mom and dad, like you just said, there's a decision that needs to be made. Somebody, like, there's certain things where whose authority do you listen to? There's certain decision that is like, okay, dad has the authority type of thing. You defer to dad and he said no. So like you said, your mother just kind of agrees with the no.
Whoever giving me my way.
No,
that was me as a child.
No, but was your parents? How long were your parents living together? Because that's a very big.
At the beginning, yes. We see. I used to split them up. I used to know when one used to be home and when one wasn't there.
Yeah, but you just cheating the system.
But if I had a child, could cheat the system. Obviously, like if I mean, I would assume like
because here's the problem that I have with this because. If they're all in a relationship together and all of them cutting them each other off, then the relationship ain't gonna work. So then their relationship is not working. Now we assuming now that their relationship works.
Okay,
or we assuming that their relationship does not work.
But then,
because they have to communicate.
So in a relationship that works, there's never disagreement.
No, in a relationship that works, you're not going to just cut off your other like. Biggs, like it's a relationship with your significant other, y'all agreed upon to raise a child. Like I'm just saying, if the relationship is always one person has the higher authority in making decisions, especially when they already made a decision, then like you just bringing chaos into a relationship. Look, I know there were times that I was right and my mother or father were wrong, dog, but they never discussed it in front of my face, dog. So okay, your father already said no. Okay, yeah, that's going to be it. And then I know afterwards, even though my father was wrong or right, my mother would then go talk with him about the situation, but she's not going to break my father's authority.
Because
then you just devaluing the other person's authority. So the next time that person says something, like you already don't even value that person. And if that's the case, then when you're in a relationship together, you already...
Putting the person
lower than you. Yeah, you're kicking the person out of that relationship, you understand?
I kind of see what Wood's saying. But I think my perspective was like at a child type something. For instance, like if there's two dads and two moms, right? And I trying to think like what's the best possible way for me to get what I want. Obviously, I think as a child. Let's say I want to go on a trip to Paris. I'm going to go to the parent who likes traveling the most and ask them for them thoughts. They're going to be quicker to say yes.
Yeah,
so but even in that situation, suppose like, even if they do all share the thing like what you say, all share like authority. wouldn't you say the birth, like what Kalissa was saying as well, the birth parents have more of a like a say than the other ones? Party.
No, depending on if they all consider each of them to be equal and their.
Okay. But again, this goes on that you have to have that communication and a specific.
Okay. Are we separating the kids from the relationship, or are the kids also part of the relationship? It's
I think the only way beef not gonna come with a situation like that, you just drop a child. It belong to nobody. It's biologically nobody child, and everybody can love it equally. Everybody should just this child.
Cause like, because that's the thing. Like, cause now we have to establish what type of rules we setting for the child.
Yeah.
Are they not all parents and moms, or is this just no? This child is your lane, and this child is your lane, or are they all sharing the lanes together?
Yeah, I don't know. It's nice and all to say, yeah, we are equal parents. Yeah,
but I have a question.
You have one mother, so to speak, that push out the
not
child.
Not necessarily about this topic, but more.
Yeah, here we go again. King, Rashid, sorry, King, go ahead. Go ahead, King. Just go ahead.
My question is just basically wondering, was it always the same parent who kind of, I guess, took the authority? Or like, for example, was it certain things that if your mother knows more about, if you asking about something that your mother knows more about, is it like she approves or gives the approval, or does it like switch between your mother and your father in terms of who takes the kind of lead authority, because maybe they're more familiar with this topic or they have stronger opinions about it? Like, I don't know, let's say you wanted to start karate or something and your mother's against it because it's violent and your father thinks karate is, like, is there a lead or does it switch basically?
If it was something where the decision is not something that you could make on the fly, then it would be like, okay, let's wait until your mother, or let's wait until your father comes home so we can discuss about it and make a decision. But if it was something whereas it was just, Mama, can I go to the movies? And my mom said yes. If I didn't do something to provoke the no afterwards, like don't know, cuss off like somebody or break something in the house, like my the other person would not cut off the decision without a good reason to, and then they would talk about it amongst themselves, but they would not be. They wouldn't just straight out.
They would always try to show a unified front.
Yeah, there has to be some type of conversation happening. It's not, okay, you said no, you're not the father.
See, I used to call shit like that, like on purpose, because then I know eventually I would still get my way.
You just evil, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, it kind of reminds me of like when parents say they don't have a favorite, for example, to bring up kind of example. Well, yeah, that sounds good in theory, but in practice, there's a child that is more like you. You have similar interests, similar hobbies. This child take after you more than the other one. So in reality, there is some degree of favoritism. Even though you say in theory, I treat my child the same, I kind of see the unified front in a similar way. Whereas like, yeah, there's a unified front, but behind the scenes, somebody is a little bit possibly resentful because maybe they have to give up authority more in order to present the unified front. They compromise more than the other one, or they feel like something that they care strongly about, but they compromise. Like in any situation, I just see it in the reality being. Wait, what is it about?
I mean, compromise is a relationship. That's relationship. You like there's compromises that you do for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's like compromises from both sides, right? It's not like.
And I'm just saying these things cause resentment and stuff like that sometimes.
But then it's not a healthy relationship anymore.
If one person is compromising more, or
Both
like,
are
if you're in a good relationship, you talk about what you don't like and what you like, and you let the person know like where the line is or whatever it is, but you talk about it. That's a healthy relationship. So we have to also then talk about like, is the relationship healthy or not? Because that's
a whole different thing. But I don't know. Wake up, that if just going on King point there. When parents, I hit this one, like, yeah, I don't have a favorite child, I just say complete bullshit. I call extreme bullshit and all of that.
I mean, if they're for only child, then it makes sense.
One, yeah. But, like, I find it's pretty clear who my mother's favorite child is. I think it's pretty clear who my father's favorite child is. For my friends who have multiple children, they might not say the same. They might not admit. But I think it's pretty clear who their favorite child is as well. But, I mean, hey, it's understandable why it's not an open conversation to be like, hey, you know, I like this one a little bit more than you. So, I mean, it's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with decision-making in the household?
Not a damn thing. I just wanted to call bullshit.
Yeah. Rashid, do you have something you were going to say?
Excuse my tangent.
No, we bypassed that already.
So. how long are we going for now, Rashid?
Hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, anybody else feel strong? Oh, we have another. Okay, King, give us a random one that you had find was that you had learned about while you was doing your research.
Let me see. Like, hypergamy is another term that I kind of was looking at, but don't necessarily refer to like a situation of multiple partners or nothing like that. Hypergamy is more the phenomena that kind of results in basically is a scenario where it's like 20% of dudes end up having most of the sex, because it kind of is this idea that like men tend to date up, they tend to look for a date for upward mobility type of thing. Just the like, in general, men have the money, men have the power for a long time. Historically, that was the case. So as a result, like, it took a long time before women could even work themselves. It wasn't allowed to work, etc. So most of the times, women had to marry in order to get some kind of wealth or accumulate any kind of property and stuff like that. And this is just describing that phenomenon, more or less, that most of the time women tend to marry upwards, men tend to marry down, because of Kennedy's dynamics. And I was watching a video that was talking about how, like, the whole concept of hypergamy is somewhat outdated, because when you look at modern statistics in countries where the wage gap and gender equality is, like, it's a lot more equal, basically, you tend to see less of a trend in hypergamy, because if the women got money, they're now free to marry for love and those type of actual genuine traits about making a decision. It's not just, well, if I want property, I have to marry a dude that's rich type of thing.
Okay. Is there
There was this one video in particular I was watching that broke down all the terminology, but like, I try and remember it now off top, and that's kind of like, there's a lot of stuff that, like, it goes deep, this whole thing of like anchor partners, primary partners, secondary partners, that's in specific relation to an open relationship. Sometimes it's referred to as an anchor partner or the primary partner, and the side chick is the secondary.
That's a lot.
There's throuples, which is like a play on couple, but it's three people. So it's like, if three people in a relationship, sometimes it's a throuple or a triad. I don't know. There's some other stuff too.
I find people should master monogamy first, and then try to hold, you know, multiple people away. If you can't be committed to one person, how you be committed to two or three?
Well,
do you think monogamy is for everybody though? You see some people that just stay single and prefer to sleep around type of thing?
Nope. I believe it's just like school and everything else. It ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
But I also don't believe in that whole dull one, quote unquote.
Or that there's one person.
I was just going to ask that. Like, I don't think there's any legitimacy to soulmate.
Nah, I find that's complete bullshit.
Yo, I believe in the one as in the chosen one, but I don't.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you can laugh at your own dumbass joke too.
I feel like that's kind of true though. Like, we are the ones who chose the one.
Yeah, the chosen one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, fair enough. There can be a chosen one, sure.
Like, your soulmate is whatever you choose it to be, more or less, and you decide to work at it, etc. To me, that's what a soulmate is. It might be the person you most compatible.
But that could be.
But I don't mean there's nobody else. Like Rashid was saying earlier, like there's multiple people that you could be compatible with, but you decided to make this person. You actively love this person, want to work and build with this person, so you chose your soulmate type of thing.
There's no. I don't believe in that one person because there's no perfection in human. Somebody is gonna always be better at you in something. So if that's the case, you're going to always be looking for somebody that's better. For you. I think I could subscribe in that.
There's perfect for you. Because you're imperfect as well. You have your own unique combination. You have your own unique combination of good and bad traits. This other person has a unique combination of good and bad traits. And I do think this person is more compatible than maybe everybody else that you meet. Like the combination of y'all two good and bad traits together, I do. That is kind of what I see as a soulmate type of thing.
Yeah,
but it's not something that's like, oh, y'all was destined. You met, maybe y'all have to have chemistry. There's other people you'll have chemistry with too. It just might not be that you were.
But that's the thing. But even with that being said, how I know that if I don't go India, I'm gonna find somebody that's more perfect for me. Like, is
you have to go and find out?
No, I'm never going to. So that's why I don't believe. That's why it's
yeah, thing. But, it, like, does, but it doesn't mean that you only have one.
No, that's what exactly mean. There's no one I don't believe there's one person for you. There's working with.
Well, let's say maybe one person in each country. You really don't, like you have one person you can connect with, but they all live in one in a country. Let's just say it like that.
But then that would be
you a make preference. Your reality.
Yeah, you would have to choose.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You have to choose the chosen one. There's not a destiny. Okay. There's not one destiny.
If you're saying you don't have a soulmate, then you don't have a soulmate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, just like everything else is belief.
Anyways, fellows, we've been at this for like an hour and a half. You make the person your
soulmate, in my opinion.
Yeah, is that? But I also think what Kalis was saying, this has been an hour and a half. I think we pretty much went through this topic.
I think we sufficiently, yeah.
King, you want to take us out?
Well, I think like y'all busy laughing. I know there's the delay. I apologize again. I can't really do much about this delay and whatnot, but. With all of that being said, we hope you people enjoyed the podcast and whatnot. I'm going to just try to make this one long monologue because like the interchanging, deciding who talks when, so I'm going to just keep talking for a bit. But yeah, there's the Mr. King LP, which is out on streaming services. So make sure you tune into that. I assume one of these people can plug their stuff after me if they have anything to plug. But hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. If you do, like and subscribe to the channel. We on Spotify and stuff. Just a general reminder, even though it's kind of late for a reminder, but we do have an audio platform as well for those who prefer listening to us in audio format and not visual. So I guess plugs from anybody else, because I think I've said everything I needed to.
Woods? I have no plugs.
I have nothing right now at this current moment in time. Rashid already shaking his head because it's already off camera. So everybody, yeah, but like it was barely visible there. So I believe that's pretty much it. Yeah, King.
Wow, we'll see y'all the next time. Sorry. <It's->
Okay. Peace, y'all. See y'all next time.
Bye.